American Fork High School. This is Phil Haynes from Las Vegas. We're together at Weber State. Caption is Music Effect. Looking forward to this run. Now, one time to see ya. Nice stylistic interpretation in the mid voices there. Oh, upper mellophone range. Good for you. Beautiful. Nice impact moment for you. Well done. Nice take, crescendo, wonderful musical approach, bringing it down very well. Use of the panning of the field across the field from the upper brass to the low brass, and then the trombones. And the vertical challenge here, or the challenge field placement challenge here, environmental challenge across the field. Okay, level of clarity within that section in terms of balancing to the melodic material through that section presents a bit of a challenge for you at this point. Yeah, the rhythmic interplay between the triplet and the duple is really well done and very musically interesting. And right as I was saying, the staging is getting a little repetitive. We break it up a little bit here with the woodwinds. I love the pass-through. It brings the drum line in front as the trombones bring their horns up. Well coordinated. Well done. Yeah, you can hear the vertical alignment issues, and we'll continue to work on that, of course. Which is kind of like a broken glass effect. Is that what you were going for at the end of that movement? What can we do to make this even more artistic, a presentation in terms of balance and blend, to bring out those woodwinds and allow the subtlety of the expressions to be more clearly heard? It's a real powerful form for that ending of that movement, and not hearing what I'm seeing. There's a real strong development at the end there. There was a moderate degree of effect achieved, and there's nothing wrong with effect. It's just a juxtaposition of that powerful form with what we heard. The interplay of the woodwinds here visually as they're coming forward works well for you. Nice coordination of visual to music there. The storm cloud idea is clear. You know, between the thunder and the cloud and the flag color here. So obviously, you know, from an artistic standpoint, you're making it easily understandable by somebody who's willing to look for it, where you are and what you're doing. variety of effects. Well done through the show at the, up to this point. Yeah, this impact here. Ah, nice resolution. Moving into the unison works really, really well. Provide an impact to the end of that section. Little awkward here in terms of the functionality of the transition for the auxiliary. I assume we're going to be working to refine that. Wonderful sensitive playing here. You know, a lot of our musical moments come on side one. Whether the woodwind or brass, we tend to move over there. Yeah, that segmentation works very well and coordinates really very well with what's going on musically. The expressive range of what's going on musically also works well. Use of the drum line at the end of it to come out of it leads us into this next section very effectively, isolating them from the rest of the ensemble and having them visually not involved in what's going on in the winds in front of them. While musically they're providing accent, it would be nice to see them in support of what's going on in that, a complement or in congruity, but right now they're stoic while the rest of the ensemble is moving in impact. Working in coordination with the guard for the impact movement works well as well. The complementary triangle form with the resolve with the rest of the winds works well. And then we go into the triangle form and the geometrics on side one with the brass against the linear form on the side two. Nice juxtaposition works well, especially when you combine it with the musical segmentation going on here. Extension and modulation here through that up step with the mellophones works well. A really beautiful sound coming out of the mid-voice horns as well. Bravo. That transition feels a little forced and a little abrupt. Artistically, I think you may want to look at our transitioning there and see what we could do to build that feels slapped on a little bit at this point. Wonderful use of the geometrics to allow the guard to go through there and provide aisles for them. Very well coordinated. Bravo. Yeah, the impact comes a little out of the blue there. Can we build into that a little bit more artistically? Oh. Double flags in the back provide a dramatic backdrop. Okay, so that ending does feel a little abrupt in terms of how we get into it. Encourage you to use more thought and to continue to see if that's really the best choice, excuse me, to get into that. You know, the variety of forms within the production work really well to highlight what's going on musically. Very sophisticated and a show, but well within the expectation the audience will work to understand what you're doing with it, and certainly, thematically actually fairly simple in a lot of ways. Appreciate the simplicity of concept. But the sophistication of execution, the sophistication of musical and visual design, I think that works really, really quite well. Well, the majority of the issues I had are purely performance issues, and those are going to go away as your season develops. I do want to encourage you, though, to look at that ending and see if there's something more that can be done to make that a little bit more artistic. I hope my comments would help. Thank you.